Hey, I'll tell you what, we've got to do a little home improvement work right now. We're going to see if we can help. Bill is in Oregon and a little frustrated with his deck. Bill, welcome to the show and tell us all about it.
Hi, Danny. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I have a question. I have probably about a 24-foot deck at one end, and it goes down to about 12 at the other end on an angle. And I put some deco, deco growing a few years back, and it's peeling off like crazy. I've been recommended to use a strip ease on it and then brush it off. I'm pretty old, and I don't want to have to go down on my hands and knees to the can. So I was wondering, if I put that stuff on and leave it sit, can I spray wash it off and get the stuff off, do you think?
Well, I tell you, to an extent, you can. It does take a little bit of a little bit of elbow grease, but I don't think you have to get down on your hands and knees on it, because there's also like a scraper that you can use.
Right.
Boy, make sure you put the gloves on. Those things can create blisters like you wouldn't believe.
And eye goggles.
Yeah, and eye goggles. But the different types of deck stripper that's available out there. Here's what I usually do.
Okay.
Sometimes this brand A will work better on the deck than anything else. Sometimes it's brand B, and it's hard to really tell. So I would get one small container of a couple different kinds, and then I would just try it. Now, once you start trying it, you're committed. You're going to have to strip it off anyway, but you can put it on, follow the directions, which usually will say work in a small area, like a 4x4 area, and then let it do its thing, and then blast it off with a pressure washer and see what kind of effects you have. Right. It may be all you need to do in order to do that, but generally it will bubble up, and then you have to scrape it off, and then you may have to reapply it to get the next bit of the material off. But either way, the pressure washing carefully that you're not damaging the wood may make that a little bit easier.
That sounds great. I really appreciate your thoughts. And
one other thing, there's a tool called a pole sander, P-O-L-E sander, that the drywall finishers use to reach up the walls and to be able to sand it. Now, you can use that same type of pole sander, put in a pretty aggressive sandpaper on it, like a 60 or 80 grit.
Right.
And again, that keeps you from having to crawl around on the ground, and that may be something, no matter how the stripper works, that may still be a good idea for sanding and cleaning purposes of the face of that wood.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I have one.
Uh-huh.
They are great for doing, like you said, drywall. But no, that sounds great. I didn't even think about that. All your information has been very helpful. I thank you.
Good, good. Well, glad we're able to help you. Still a lot of work out there.
Yes.
So just do a little at a time. Do a few boards at a time, and have a glass of tea and try some more. So, don't wear yourself out there. But the end results will be awesome looking.
Okay. Thank you so much, Danny. You have a great day. We love your show. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate it. Joe, what is your experience on some of the deck strippers that are out there? I know Chelsea had a color that was put on her deck that she just hated, and she worked so hard in getting that off. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it'll lift, other times it won't. What's been your experience on some of that?
Well, I think your advice is right, to try a couple different products in some smaller areas, because you don't know what's going to work and not work. And unfortunately for Bill, he had put down, I think he said he put down Deckover, which is a bare product, which is great, but it's thick and it's meant to add a slip resistance and fill cracks and seal splinters. So it's thicker than like just a stain or a paint. So that's going to be a challenge, just getting through that. But yeah, and the other thing is, whenever you use a paint stripper of any sort, after you get down to the bare wood, you have to neutralize it. You can't then go right over it with your new stain or paint or whatever, because
that's right.
The pores of that wood will still be some of that stripper, and that's going to affect it. So find out what the stripper manufacturer recommends. Sometimes it's just hot soapy water, sometimes it's a deck brightener or whatever, and you have to go over the entire deck.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to avoid that. And then once you get it down, that you know that all the stripper has been neutralized, then you can put down, clear wood preservative or semi-transparent stain, which is what Danny and I typically recommend, or whatever else you want to put over the now clean wood.
Yeah, I just bought 15 gallons of that, and about to...
Of what?
Of semi-transparent stain.
Oh, good.
And going to spray it on my brand new boathouse.
Fence, right?
Well, fence and boathouse.
Yeah.
And then, of course, back brushing it and so forth. But the problem is it's down on the water. And the area of you've been down there before, they call it Breezy Point.
Okay.
Because it is facing south and almost always a breeze, which means I haven't gotten it done because the airless sprayer that we have really needs a calm day. So I'm not sure when I'll find that calm day. But anyways, it'll be a bit of a challenge on that.